Well, I had two talks here, one last night and one this morning, and didn't have any title for either of them, so as I mentioned last night, if you were there, I just decided to divide it up and focus mostly on the international arena last night and on domestic affairs this morning. And the links are quite close anyway, but there's a kind of a different focus. As an illustration of how close the links are, let me begin with some very recent news, which hasn't gotten too much publicity, but it's quite important. It's from Decatur, Illinois. That's an old working-class town in Illinois, where the most important labor actions of certainly the last 50 or 60 years have been going on for several years now. It's kind of a final effort by major transnational corporate power to destroy the last remnants of American industrial unionism. They took on the big unions, the UAW and rubber workers and so on. There's one lockout, a British-owned transnational, Tate & Lyle, which made their money in the slave trade and have been progressing since. A second one was a Japanese-owned transnational, a rubber plant. There, the strike had already collapsed. And the third one was an American-owned corporation, Caterpillar. They've been holding out. They've been insisting on a very punitive contract for several years, refusing to budge. After a couple of years of striking, strike funds depleted, very little support, nobody knows about it, last weekend there was a vote of the workforce on whether to accept what amounts to the original contract. The workforce voted 80% to turn it down, and the union accepted it. And you can hardly criticize them. The strike funds are gone. You know, they don't really have a way of keeping it going. So the strike is over with complete defeat. The New York Times business pages described it as a rout, which is pretty accurate. Over the years, there's been very little coverage of it. There's also been very little interest in it on the part of including the, you know, what's loosely called the movement or the left, the activist groups, the peace and justice groups and so on have paid no attention to it and given it no support. I've seen that a lot.